Hello, hello, hello. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. Surrender is simply doing God's will His way all the time. So excited that you have joined me once again in the Surrender Break Room. And as you know, this is a place that you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I am excited to share with you today on a topic that is near and dear to me, because this is one of those topics that I struggled with for years. And really, it was right under my nose. It was a topic that I struggled with. I would ask people. I would question. I would pray about it. And then I figured it out. I knew it all along. What are we talking about today? We are talking about your purpose. And I'm going to specifically talk today about how you reveal your purpose. How do you reveal your purpose in your life if you don't already know it? And if you know what your purpose is, then I just want to be here to reiterate and confirm some things that are already in your heart about your purpose. So what is purpose? What is purpose? I'm glad you asked. It's a great question. What is your purpose? And it is the thing that you do the best with the least amount of effort. That's what it is. That's what your purpose is. The thing that you do the best with the least amount of effort. Purpose is what God put in you from the beginning. When He thought about you before He put you in your mother's womb, He thought about the plans and the purposes that He had for you. Plans of good and not evil to bring you to an expected end, as it talks about in Jeremiah 29:11. So God already had purpose for you. So if you're walking around wondering, I wonder what my purpose is, or am I walking in my purpose? Guess what? Purpose is already in you. And more than likely, purpose is what you already do already. It's the thing that motivates you. It's the thing that comes out of you without even trying. And I think that's why you all, it's so hard for many people to figure out what their purpose is, because it comes so natural. It comes so natural that you don't even realize it's what you do. So for me, my purpose, let's just start right there. My purpose is to motivate people. I have this gift in me. I have this motivational gift. It might be even to actually motivate people. Like, I do it without even trying. I do it without effort. That's why I come on things like Elite Conversations and have this podcast with you all, because motivation is what I do. It's just what I do naturally. You know, someone can call me on the phone with like the most challenging thing they feel like is the most challenging thing in their life. And before we're done with that call, oh, they're like, oh, I feel so much better. I'm so glad I called you. Oh, because that's just what I do. I motivate. So what do you do well? What do you do well? Then you need to think about that thing and do more of that thing. Whatever it is you do well, and I don't care how small it seems to you. I don't care if you think, it's not as important as Dr. Celeste's. She motivates people. First of all, stop comparing. Stop acting like what you do is less of value than what I do. It's not, because God put it in you. It's the purpose that you are supposed to do. That purpose is what burns in your heart. What burns in your heart? If you are waking up in the morning and your alarm is waking you up and you're waking up with the, here I go again. Oh no, then you're not living according to your purpose. Because when I get up, I say, thank you God for another day. Oh yes, Lord, what are we going to do today? Oh, this is going to be a good day. Because guess what? I'm going to get to motivate somebody. And that's what you put me on this earth to do, to motivate people. So you need to be waking up. I don't care what your job is. And you know, it's not about your job. Let me say that first before I even get into the next part. It's not about your job. See, you think I only can do my purpose when I am at the specific place in my life where I want to be or where I should be, at least where you think you should be. No, wherever you are, you're doing what your purpose to do. It doesn't matter where you are. You are going to do what your purpose to do. It doesn't matter if I show up, and I have shown up in a village in Kenya, one of the poorest villages in Kenya. It didn't matter that I showed up to that village. Do you know I was telling them, God got a purpose for you. God got something He wants to do with you right here, right now. And you could see their eyes like, what? Me? Yes. Because you know what? That's what I was purposed to do. I was purposed to push people, to motivate them to do what they were created to do. What are you motivated to do? What are you purposed to do? I heard Steve Harvey say that he would hate for anyone to die and not do the thing they were born to do. You think Steve Harvey's the only one who hates that? The Lord doesn't want you to die and not do the thing you were created to do. So if you don't know what that thing is, I want you to pray about it. I want you to get before God, get before the Lord, ask him, what am I purposed to do? And I knew I was purposed to motivate because I've been doing it since I was little. You know how many times my friends would come over to me and they would talk to me and they'd be like, oh, I feel better. I feel better. Oh, yeah, thank you. It's just something about you, Celeste. You just make me feel better. Yeah, good. And you know what? Because I knew I could motivate and I could make people feel better, I listened to that unctioning in my heart that came from the Lord to go into psychology. Didn't mean that I was going to practice as a psychologist for the rest of my life. At least I did. I thought it then. Years ago when I started out in this journey of becoming a psychologist and going to school 8 years. God, you knew I went to school 8 years, right? To call me from it. He called me from it some years ago. But just because God called me from practicing psychology formally in a practice didn't mean that I wasn't still going to motivate and use the things that I learned about psychology. It made me a better motivator to go to school to learn how to do psychology. It made me a better motivator because it allowed me to understand how people think. When I think about God and his magnificence, I'm thinking, man, we serve a smart God. He knew, I'm going to let's go to school all these years to learn about people thinking and their behavior and their mindset because I'm going to use her to motivate a lot of people. He wasn't putting me through all that college and all of that, getting a master's degree and a doctorate degree. He wasn't putting me there to stay put. He was putting me there to move me into these other areas and these other circles. So what was the thing you used to do a long time ago that you did without effort, that people thought you did well? I don't care if it was cooking. I heard Steve Harvey talk about Marie Callender and how she just was able to make a good pie. She was just good at making pies and people enjoyed her pies. And she worked for a company, a restaurant, in fact, that was going out of business. Marie Callender was working for a restaurant going out of business. And that was her only job. And she was a single mother. And she thought, this job can't go because this is all I have. So she asked the owner, would you mind if I brought in one of my pies? Maybe we could sell a pie today. And they cut the pie up and sold it. And the people came in the next day, I want some more pie. So she had to go make more pies. And the business stayed in business because she did what she was purposed to do, to make pies. And now she has like over 120 restaurants. And you can't go into the freezer section without seeing a Marie Callender frozen pie. That's because guess what, y'all? She did what she was purposed to do. So that's what I'm encouraging you today, to do what you're purposed to do. So we're going to take a break real quick, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you how you can understand and know your purpose in just a matter of minutes. I can't wait to share that. So stay tuned. Be right back.
You are empowered by knowing and mastering who you are. Join me, Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, a.k.a. Coach Val, and my expert guests on the I Am Way, where we're driving excellence in leaders through impact, action, and mastery. As a confidant, author, coach, and consultant, I have been helping professionals figure it out, transition, and make sense of it all on their path to greatness. We will discuss what we all need to be successful and effective leaders, things like awareness, discipline, information, knowledge, understanding, resources, drive, and self-care. If you're a business professional, entrepreneur, nonprofit, community, or family leader, get your dose of inspiration and your leadership challenge each week on Mondays at 8 a.m. on the I Am Way. Start your week by feeding your soul with positivity and encouragement. I am Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, here to help you achieve self-mastery and achieve your full potential.
Greetings, this is Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I want to invite you to participate in our 2020 Global Surrender Fast and get ready to experience miracles, signs, and wonders as you join in prayer and fasting with business owners and laypersons from around the globe. This year, in celebration of our 10th year anniversary of hosting the Surrender Fast, we are inviting you to participate with 40,000 other fasters. Yes, you heard me right. 40,000, that's what we're believing God for, to be in prayer and fasting, seeking God's face for your business, for your team, everything that God has in store for you. So that fast will happen September 21st to October 30th, and you can register at surrenderfast2020.com. Come and be a part of this great experience. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. We are in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I am glad you're hanging out with me. We are talking today about your purpose and how you reveal your purpose, in fact. And I hope you've gotten a lot out of the prior conversation, because I'm just trying to motivate you to know what your purpose is so that when you get out of bed that you are up and ready to run. Run and do the thing that God has for you to do. I don't want you to get up and say, oh, somebody let me climb back under the covers. I don't want to get up today. And I'm not saying that every day is an easy day, but when you're walking according to purpose, you need to know your purpose on some of those days that are harder. You need to know, this is why I get up. This is why I do what God has called me to do. This is why he put this in me, because I'm going to help somebody else just operating in my purpose. So I'm hoping you know your purpose, but if you do not, this is going to help you big time. We're going to do this little exercise, and it's going to help you big time understand your purpose. So I was listening to a gentleman named Adam Lipzig, and he was on one of the TED Talks. I love watching TED Talks. First of all, they're short, easy, and you get a lot of information. So he was on a TED Talk. His name is Adam, and he was talking about how to know your life purpose in 5 minutes. That got my attention. I was like, what? How to know your life for 5 minutes, really? Let's see what you got to talk about. And he did it in 5 minutes, y'all. He talked about 5 steps to knowing your life purpose, and he did it in 5 minutes. So let's do it. Let's do the thing. 5 minutes. You're going to know your life purpose, or you're going to confirm your life purpose in 5 minutes. So one of the things he said to do, which was really important to do, is know who you are. That's number one. Know who you are. Number two, what you love to do. So number two is what you love to do. Number three is who you do it for. Number four, what those people want and what those people need. That's number four. And number five, how those people change as a result of you doing what you do. How do they change as a result of you doing what your purpose to do, right? Who you are, what you love to do, who you do it for, what those people want and need, and how those people change as a result. So he gave this great example. He said he was working with someone who wrote books for children, but they didn't know how to convey what they did. So he did this 5 steps with them, and this is what they came up with. I write books for children so they can fall asleep at night, so they can have awesome dreams. Isn't that good? They write books for children so they can fall asleep at night. So that's why they do it, so those kids can fall asleep. So they can have awesome dreams. That's what they get as a result of that person operating in their purpose of being an author. Isn't that great? So then I did one. So I want you guys to do one as well. When you end this break room with me, I want you to stop and do one of these for yourself. So then you can have like this elevator speech. That's what they call them, these elevator speeches that you tell people in a couple of lines what you do. So this is what I came up with using Adam's technique. I am a motivational speaker for people in transition, and I challenge and push people to live their best life. What? That's what I came up with, you guys. Again, I'm a motivational speaker for people in transition, and I challenge and push people to live their best lives. That's what I do in a nutshell. That's exactly what I do. Because when people typically show up to me, they're in transition. In fact, I wrote a book called The 40-Day Surrender Fast, because that book was birthed through me from God for people who are in transition. And the first day one of the Surrender Fast is let God do a new thing. That was the pre-fast day. Let God do a new thing. What? So that's what it is. Transitioning, moving, letting God do a new thing in you. So I hope that helps you to understand that it's very simple to get to your life's purpose. And I tell you each and every week, if you don't know something, ask for wisdom. That's what you have the Holy Spirit for. Holy Spirit, help me to understand what my purpose is. And If you're working a job that you're miserable at right now, don't try to fight your way through getting out of that job. Ask the Holy Spirit, what am I to learn? Because this is obviously a connected to my purpose. And I can still operate in my purpose right here, right now, even though I feel like I'm in the wilderness. I feel like I'm in a place where I want to leave. You can set me up so that I can be appreciative, I can be grateful, and I can operate in my purpose. I remember when I worked for an organization, woo-wee, I was miserable. And I was just praying and asking God to move me, get me out of here, God. I didn't care anything about operating purpose. I didn't care about doing his will in that position, in that job. I just wanted out. And I started looking for jobs. I was looking for anywhere that anybody would take me. I was putting in applications. I got to the point, I even went to the Home Depot, you guys. I put in an application because somebody told me they paid well. I was like, I'll take it. I'll do the Home Depot. And my husband was like, you overqualify for the Home Depot. I said, they don't have to know I have degrees. I won't even put that on the application. I just want a job. Get out of the job I was in. I couldn't even get hired anywhere, you all. But you know what I had to do? I had to stop. I had to ask God for forgiveness, first of all, because God, every day I have breath, I have purpose. So forgive me for being so miserable where I am. And Lord, let me walk out my purpose right here, right now. And even if God, this was a surrender prayer for me, even if I have to do this for the rest of my life, I'll stay here with you. Do y'all know I did that simple surrender prayer and God moved me. It wasn't even 2 months later. God opened up another door and I was out of there. But you know, before I moved, I became pleasant and I began operating in my purpose. I began motivating people again. I began speaking into people's lives right there, right in that wilderness situation. And God moved me. He honored my obedience and he moved me. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you had an amazing time in the break room. Again, this is a place you always can come in, relax, and regroup. And I hope now you're able to reengage the world with a whole new perspective. Make sure you hang out with me. Join me. We are coming on to our 40-day surrender fast, our global surrender fast, which will take place this September 21st through October 30th. Make sure you go on, log in, join us, surrenderfast2020.com. Hope you will be a part of the amazing experience in the amazing way God's going to pour out on us. Be blessed, you all. Love you much, and I'll catch you next time in the break room. Bye-bye.